Blog Talk Radio.
Shine on me.
yo, I'm the whole plane. I'm kind of the shit, yo, so let me explain. This is that moment when the world don't listen. Just follow the music, the stairway to heaven. We pilots are here, yo, we pushing the limits. Yo, tell me you feel it, we higher than birds. Find me a shorty, cause I got them words. Never need a flashlight, I glow on my own. Cartier, baby, now I'm in the zone.
The Shelly Nunchuk Show, and yes, what I'm doing is I'm testing the show, because even though I usually on Ninja Sundays have it at noon, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, what I'm actually doing today, I'm testing it to see how well the show does in the morning. I'm going to see what people actually like listening to in the time, so that's something I think that would help my show. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm being brave, and I'm actually trying to cook my special banana pancake things, where I've learned that there's certain foods that I really should not eat. And, yeah, I've been kind of falling off of it lately, the way I was eating a certain way, you know, trying to follow it. But I know that there is actually a special way to make pancakes without the use of flour or sugar, or just eggs. Because there's something, and this was like way back seeing this, actually on Facebook, this recipe, and I'm actually putting a couple eggs, you know, only one person, I mean, I could probably add another egg. I put three eggs. I put some cinnamon. I put bananas, and you can put oats. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually cutting the bananas up right now and running this radio show. While doing this, grant you, I am a horrible cook, and, you know, it's just not my thing, so please don't ask me to cook for you, because I'll give you food poisoning to tell you the truth here. Don't want to do that. So what I'm doing, like I said, is actually cutting bananas up live on the air with one hand. And the kitten finally, I don't think the kitten actually liked bananas, so he's actually not climbing up on the sink. They've been up. What you people don't know, you don't see, because it's radio, right? You can't see it. A couple months ago, I got a kitten. He crazy. He cray-cray. Telling you, this cat's cray-cray. Swinging from the curtains. Yeah, I've posted a picture of that in video. I'm actually going to be playing some songs on the radio today. I'm mixing this up now. I didn't put the oats in. I put the eggs, the bananas, and the cinnamon. So I'm getting the eggs all over the bananas. And what I'm also going to do, I'm going to add a little bit of peanut butter after I add the oats. So I'm letting kind of the bananas sit, poking the bananas a little bit, you know, with the egg. So I'm actually going to do that. Okay, this is poking the bananas, because I really like to get them a little bit, you know. I don't know if you really can say you marinate them, because that's really for meat, but I guess you can say I'm marinating the bananas with egg. Now, mind you, this is not going to have any flour. It's not going to have any extra sugar, even though, granted, I think this time I'm, like I said, going to put peanut butter in them. So I'm going to put the oats and stuff in it, add some oats to it. Let's see. Okay. And it's just like a bowl. You just put it in. There's no measurements. You just add it, and you let the oats, you know, get all wet from the mixture of the bananas, the eggs, and the cinnamon. So you're just sitting there just making a batter with no flour whatsoever. So that's what I'm doing right now, is making the batter with no flour. Once again, it's bananas. And if you're just like, if you're just one person, you know, people want exact measurements, you really don't have to do that with this. All you do is get a bowl. I actually prefer to make it in not a metal bowl or a plastic bowl, a ceramic bowl. I don't know why I like making this in a ceramic bowl. It's just one person. It's just myself, even though I got to knit my kitten eats them too. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually in a bowl. I put three eggs, some cinnamon, bananas, and I'm going to put a little bit of peanut butter in it. Now, mind you, that with this, to tell you the honest to goodness truth, no stick stick pan, I swear to God, no stick stick pans do not work. They do not work at all. Something always, always, always gets stuck to the pan. So I learned not to use butter, but a little bit of olive oil. So that's what I've actually used in the pans, is a little bit of olive oil. So I am mixing this now. It's actually coming out good with the batter. Okay, let's see. What do I want to play up next? Another couple of songs here. Let's see. What's in the queue? I'm going to play Sacrifices song back for y'all, and I'll play a couple of songs, and we'll be back momentarily.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at, this is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Cracks fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the walls gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these free. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop. It's the essence of my soul, the reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars.
is ammunition and I'm fitting, hitting hard, written, kicking vicious systems, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, let's rip. Cata B, Miss Smith and NV. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel.
That's a primetime player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace where I kept the spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said. I said, for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, that was Bill by my film brother, Crosby Tatum. Back in Boston, he's making waves. And here I am. I got the mixture for the pancakes as the kitten is torturing stuff out around here. What are you doing? Let me see if I can get him meowing at me. Ready? What are you doing? Let's see. He won't do it now because usually I'm like, what are you doing? He meows at me. What are you doing? You hear that? What are you doing? Of course, I get it right here, and he's not doing it back to me. He's actually very, very active right now. Usually he might be crashing, but I think he's actually jealous of all you people. I think that's what it is. He wants attention. And like little kids, they do little things. He's only a couple months old, little stinker. What are you doing? He's climbing underneath the clothing. Hey, what you doing? Yeah, he's trying to climb up the curtain. Don't you do that. Don't you climb that curtain. Don't you do that. Hey, 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 what are you doing? What? Don't do that. You guys can't see, but he's trying to climb the curtains. And I've actually posted a video of the kitten swinging from the curtains. He actually launches himself. Why aren't you taking a nap by now? Isn't it your time to take a nap? It's time for you to take a nap. If you want to go in the window, it's fine. It's fine. Now he's like, no, I'm going to get you. Don't tell me not to go. No, this is what this kitten does. I'm picking him up. Cut that out. Hey, 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 hey. Okay, now. He's knocked over my bow staff. What are you doing? Hey, and it just scared the crap out of him. Well, that's what you get. You knocked over my bow staff, you crazy cat. What are you doing? Get out of those curtains. If anybody has animals, especially if you have a kitten, he's trying to act all cute and rub up against the curtains. Like, what did I do? I didn't do nothing because he knocked over my bow staff. See, a little stinker. Why don't you go take a nap with the big kitty? Why don't you go take a nap? Good. Good. Take a nap with the big kitty. Good boy. Good boy. Now, go ahead. Have the bed. Anyway, going back to my pancakes here. Well, if anybody wants to call in during the show, it's 877. The guest call-in is 347-989-1473. Again, the call-in is 347-989-1473. Let's see, I'm trying to run a radio show and try to do pancakes. let me just see. I'm going to play a song. Remember, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. Heating up some stuff. So next song I want to play is, let's see, I did Found My Way by Cardiac Glow. How about Hot Beat by Cardiac, and I'll be back.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care. It's chemistry, man. Yeah. I seen you when you stepped in. I couldn't understand. The sex is your weapon. Party me aggression. I need to have a session. Privately impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional. Nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just into love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming love on the dance floor. I grabbed you close, come tap the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit and I'm sticking on a hot seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full play, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, I gotta pick my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has them grabbing a hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, doing you.
I'm a sentiment,
ain't coming at your sleep. I'm right, no, this here is special. High contact and a lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Party don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Not gonna do nothing, boy.
saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Inspiration by J.G. and Oni, one of my film brothers, and I'm wicked, wicked, wicked excited about today. So far, just to let you know, the pancakes came out good. They're kind of hot. I had to fight off the kitten swinging from the curtains who chewed down the top of the blinds, which I'm going to have to duct tape after the show. I made the coffee, so wonderful breakfast. Now, remember that you can make nutritional things, which I'm learning myself, and I'm the worst cook in the world, to make these pancakes. Remember, it's eggs, oats, cinnamon. You probably throw in a little bit of peanut butter. And, you know, no stick pans? Lies. Lies, I tell you, no stick pans, because things do stick to stick pans. And use a little olive oil. And someone, Debbie Goodman, actually, one of my friends out there in California and Hollywood, she said use some coconut oil. And I'm like, oh, I should have thought of that. But, you know, they came out perfect. I was going to wait till them cool, so I didn't burn down the house. So anyway, it looks like I have a call on cue. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, good. Yes, I'm calling from California. I'm the one that recommended you use coconut oil.
Oh!
Oh, it is still early out here. It is still early out here.
I didn't know that was you. I thought it was someone else, and I'm just like, I didn't know who that was, and I'm like,
Trader Joe's?
Yes, yes, we do.
Oh, you do. So it's made its way all the way across the nation. Yeah, it's from, it originated in Monrovia, California, which is down in the southern half of the state. And that's where I do about 90% of my grocery shopping is good old Trader Joe's, and that's where I get my coconut oil.
Oh, okay. I know that there's one over in Portland where I, somewhere around there. There's not like, there's a lot of things where I live. There's not that many things. I actually have to take a bus over to Portland. I know it's somewhere around there. I would have to find it. But there are some supermarkets and stuff that I can get to that does have coconut oil. And I didn't think of that, you know, and I was like, I just mentioned you know, and you call, and I'm just like laughing. This stuff is so cool that happens on my show all the time because I'm like, I'm thinking it could be someone else that calls in. So here you are, and I'm giving you some props, Debbie.
Oh, good. Hey, you know, next weekend at this time, I'll be waking up in Long Beach, California. I got an invitation to go down to Ed Parker Jr.'s Martial Arts Hall of Fame master ceremony. So I'll be filming that, and it will be on my Facebook page, Martial Arts Mania.
Oh,
so as soon as I get it edited.
If you can post it on my wall, even though it goes private, I can actually repost it. I don't think people totally understand when I'm like, people are like, why does Shelly double post all the time? Because what I have it on my Facebook page, I try to, you know, if people want to just, you know, post things to my wall, I get it, but sometimes it's like, you know, if they post to my wall, it doesn't go publicly, so I put it up again, and people go, didn't you just put it up there, or is it twice? So that's what I do. If it's private, I share it again, and then if it's, like, close to the event, I might post again, because that's what promoting is about. I try not to, overpost on people's walls. You know how you get game posts and all that stuff? I figure this way, since I post so much on my Facebook, I'm not spamming other people's accounts, and then people can come and see, you know, the things that I do and, you know, promoting, because I figure everybody that supports each other, everything will come back around and support. So I try to do as much as I can, and if there's ever anything you want promoted or something, I can mention on my Facebook wall, you know, like I said, I can repost it or ever read something on the air. If you ever want something, just send me a message. I can give it a shout-out on my show. That's no problem.
Well, I'm going to toot my own horn here because Michael Matsuda, who's the – I'm a Leo. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. Toot away. It's fine.
Michael Matsuda, who's the curator of the Martial Arts History Museum, informed me a couple months ago that I'm being honored this year at the Honor Awards Ceremony September 6th, and I'm not quite sure why, but I think it has something to do with my little TV show. I just love the Martial Arts History Museum. I stop in every time I'm down there. They have just fun things going on all the time. They honor world-renowned martial artists like Douglas Wong, Kerry Wong. I understand that Don the Dragon Wilson Day is coming up sometime soon, if they can ever pin him down, because he's always so busy. He is.
Oh, I am not kidding.
It's like I've been trying. First, Michael said, well, we're going to have Don the Dragon Wilson Day in June or July. Well, you know, July's over now, basically, so it's not going to be in June or July. So I think, I mean, just from what little I know about Don's schedule, it looks like it may not be till like, September at the earliest.
I think he's still filming The Martial Arts Kid.
I think it's wrapped. The last that I read he was doing, I think he's going to be in Hawaii later in August. And then, of course, he'll be in Long Beach. He'll be in Long Beach next week. Got the weekend of the 9th and the 16th. So who knows? Maybe they'll have Don the Dragon Wilson Day one of those weekends. I will try to get it out of him next weekend when I see him. Oh, and then maybe I can post it on your page.
Yeah, I appreciate that because people tell me so many things, but, you know, I mean, I think you probably understand when you're doing everything yourself. Like, I don't have a team or anything. I do, you know, I'm running to, on Saturdays and Mondays now, I'm going to the film set for Falke, the film that we've been doing, and it's with independent films, they have to, like, sometimes redo things or reschedule, and it depends on people's schedule. So we've been doing this for I don't know how many years now, but I'm doing that on Saturdays, and then Mondays, where we also got a whole bunch of women who, I think it's about 10 or so women for this one scene that they've been rehearsing, and mm-hmm. it's just something that's growing. So I'm doing that and trying to, you know, look into other things. So I'm doing everything by myself. And I think you, of all people, probably do understand it's like, you know, it's not like having a man to, like, do everything. We do everything ourselves, you know.
This
and
is true.
We actually do ourselves because it's like, you know, you hear, I mean, to each their own. I'm not putting women down that have, you know, guys do
right.
things for them. It's like, you know, I mean, great, that they'd be great and stuff, but it's like what people don't understand, you know, when people try to ask me, oh, can you give a shout out to this and that? Not that I don't want to, it's just that I cannot remember, and I know this sounds horrible in the business that I'm doing everything myself. And
mm-hmm.
it's not trying to make myself sound self-centered or anything. And you get this. You know, we're doing everything ourselves. And, you know, everybody has to deal with certain things and problems and stuff in their life. So, you know, you're trying to keep your head above water. So I forget, and I think it's made, I don't know if it's made some people mad. It's like it's not intentional. So I says,
yeah.
you know what? Like, remind me, please remind me, because I'm doing so much, you know, that's what I always say to
too.
People, so I know you get that. You know, it's so hard. I'm sorry?
Next week when I go down to Long Beach, I'm basically a one-woman band. I was going to take my crew with me, but because the event is on a Friday, you know, they're having the red carpet event, the master ceremony on Friday night, my cameraman was already booked for another project, and so it's kind of like I will be working the camera, and I will be interviewing people. I'm taking just a production assistant along, and basically they just keep people from tripping over the tripod. So, yeah, and then when I come back, I do my own editing, you know, because I know how I want it, and rather than standing over somebody's shoulder telling them how I want it, it's easier for me to just sit down and spend few hours, few days editing the show. So, unfortunately, I have a little time this summer after I film next weekend. The next week I'll be able to spend a little bit of time. So hopefully the show will be out within a week or two after I film it. I'm really excited. I've got a list of people I want to interview. Let me just give you a quick rundown of some of them. Obviously, Don Wilson, his brother James Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, Dan Hecht, who's helping, I think, promote the event, Andrew Finelli, TJ Storm. I'm not sure if this guy's going to be there or not, but I'm hoping Bill Superfoot Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Lee will be there. Obviously, Ed Parker Jr. will be there. Some friends of mine from here in Fresno, Dave Johnson, Jeff Meacham. There's Matthew Ziff, who is in the movie The Martial Arts Kid. Harry Mock, I wasn't able to pin him down at Eric Lee's event a month or so ago, so I want to try to catch up with Harry Mock. I'm not sure if Simon Rhee is going to be there, but if he is, I'm looking for him. So that's just a few of the people that I hope to be getting an interview with next week. I have to really manage my production time because obviously, you know, I mean, there's only so many hours in the day. I have a lot of people that come up and they point to their friend and they go, interview him, interview her, interview them. And it's like, you know, unless I have actually researched the person, it's really hard to interview somebody. You can't just go, so who are you and what do you do? And, you know, it's so much easier if I know a little bit about them before I interview them. So I just really appreciate people coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, so-and-so's here. That's great. But just, you know, your friend from around the block who maybe just started taking martial arts, it's like, let's put them way down at the bottom of the list. I'm sorry. I was fortunate one time when I went by the museum because I hadn't seen him. He was in a back corner somewhere. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving, I told Michael, I said, you know, I got to get back to Fresno, which is a 3.5-hour drive from Hollywood. And he says, Cam Ewan is here. And I'm like, oh, my God, where? You know, he took me back, introduced me. I mean, Cam Ewan was the advisor, the stunt coordinator on the original TV series Kung Fu. Plus, he's a chiropractor. He's written books. I mean, he was really, really one of my best interview people. And I hope to actually spend more time with him another time. He's funny.
No, it's amazing, like, listening to what you're saying, because it's like it seems like we're in the same kind of circle, even though I'm not out there yet because I do plan on moving to California, and I'm looking at places, and, you know, I'm hoping with the radio show getting sponsors and such, because everything will tie in together, because, you know, able to connect more with people like yourself. Because even, you know, it's funny because when people friend me, I try to be careful on Facebook. I don't know if I friended you. See, I can't remember who friends who or whatever. I can't remember. But, you know, when I had you on Facebook page, did you, I don't know, did you friend me?
No, I think you liked something that I put on somebody else's page, and that's how we connected. And it's really interesting because when I didn't know you, I asked them, and I won't mention any names, but I asked some world-renowned martial artists. I says, you know, do you know this gal? Is she okay? And they go, oh, yeah. You know, she's got her own radio show. Yeah, she's great, you know. So you know, you came with some kudos. Just wanted to let you know that. I won't say who their
names
are.
Thank you, I'm going to cry. I appreciate that. Whoever it was, thank you so much. Because the wonderful thing that helps me, see, on my Facebook page, I mean, you pretty much, we connect whether we're talking or writing. So this is really great about you and I. But the thing is, and I try not to let, I'm trying to write better, but sometimes I'm a little chaotic on Facebook, on social network, and I seem really nuts. And I was like, good, let people think I'm nuts. Because with people like, you know, imperfections to show, yeah, I'm imperfect. I'm not perfect or nothing like that. I have flaws and scars and stuff like that. And I try to show, you know, because social media can make anybody look so perfect, but if you show imperfections, people are, oh, she really is kind of, they mean, they're like, she's really nice. And when people say, Shelly, you're really nice, I'm like, stop that. Say that I'm crazy. Stop ruining my reputation. But people like yourself, Debbie, who I connect with, I can either, you know, really talk on Facebook, even if we're just mentioning something, we get that. We get our sense of humor, and I feel comfortable. And, you know, looking at your page, and when you friended me, I'm like, you know, I try to be careful because now my Facebook page, all the people, I think I know the faces and know the people exactly about 90 to 95% of my Facebook. I went through everything, and I'm trying to keep it that way. So if you have followers, it's really cool. I'm very thankful. And then it's like looking through your page, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, you know, checking out. I don't know all TV shows, but I know I just added you to my my wall. You're because you're live on the air. So what I do is live on the air. I take you, if you have a Facebook page, it says, oh, I'm talking to Debbie. She called in. This is what I'm doing right now. And there's a picture. The guy looks familiar. I don't. I'm trying to figure out who he is. It's your profile face. It's like he's in a tattoo. Who is that?
That is John Hamm. He plays Don Draper on Mad Men. He's also been in movies. He was in Million Dollar Arm, which was released this year. And he was also in a movie with Keanu Reeves. The day the Earth Stood Still, he plays like a professor, scientist. He's the one that gets killed in the SUV in the movie.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to see if I can watch that today. I'm going to have to rewatch it because it's your fault now. I stopped thinking about Keanu Reeves. It's your fault, Debbie. I know we had this little argument going on because I was like, I know, I think he's actually engaged. I was like, you know, I don't really talk about relationships, but, you know, we kind of like, sometimes we like the same guys, and it's kind of funny. I was like, you know, just I think what it is, either to work with Keanu or just to, like, talk to him, it's like, you know, like, it's kind of like, how can I say, with my friends, I have this thing, even though we kid around, like, with The Rock and all stuff like that, I have this honor code. And with my friends, when it comes to men, never to cross the line. You know, it's kind of like out of respect, and it's like we can kid around. It's like knowing, okay, Keanu's, I think he's engaged, so it's kind of like a turnoff for me. It's kind of like I still think he's cute and stuff like that, so it's kind of like, oh.
We've talked about this before. Because I'm down in that crowd so much, and I see so many pseudo-relationships in Hollywood. A lot of times it's to keep somebody's name in the public or it's to promote someone else's career because I've seen this with others. I've seen this with others. Oh, they're engaged. Well, all of a sudden the curiosity's back, or maybe it's rumored that someone is gay and so they don't want that rumor around. So all of a sudden they're engaged, you know. So,
yeah.
And it's not disrespect for someone else's quote-unquote engagement, but oftentimes you find that it's not a real engagement. So that's why I don't put too much value on it until, you know. And there have been Hollywood marriages in the past that were basically done to boost one or both of their careers. Hollywood is not, and I think I've mentioned this before, it's not the pit of sin that it seems. Like I say, I really wish we would have filmed dinner at James Liu's house because people would have really seen just how toned down Hollywood is.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to, like, I'm understanding what you're saying because it's like, before getting into acting and stuff, I really was like that. The first time, the first set, I kind of went a little nuts because I didn't know. I got to work with The Rock, on a set with The Rock. And I was, like, a little nuts on the set. I was playing Extreme Fan, so I went with it. But I know what to do now after working on sets. And I do get that. And I do understand that because I think with what, you know, with the media and stuff that, you know, like, going back to Keanu, I says, if I have a, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I says, I try not, on my show, I try not to talk too much about, you know, people's relationships. I try not to look at that too much because it's like, I figure it's none of my business. But when I was like,
right.
I was looking at this, is he, it was like, because I was like, I would love to go on a date with Keanu Reeves. I swear to God, it's not even like anything sexual, meaning date or something, just to have dinner, just to talk with him, because I see this, you know, I see something about him and people like, you know, teach their own or whatever, but there's something about him, I don't know why I'm attracted to him, because it's like, you see me like, I like The Rock and Keanu Reeves, and Vin Diesel and the big muscle guys, and it's like, here's Keanu Reeves, and it's, I don't know if it's his aura or something, very sweet about him, and I would love to talk to him, even bring him on my show, because I really have questions, you know, about the samurai when he did 47 Ronin and the martial arts, but I'm just attracted to him. I don't know, do you know what his sign is? I know you're good with stuff like that. What's his sign? Let's
absolutely.
Get this. Let's see if I'm matchable. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, I do. I've looked at his horoscope because he has a very interesting, very unique, very unusual horoscope. Keanu Reeves is a Virgo. He has a Virgo rising. He has several planets right near his rising in Virgo. I would say that Keanu Reeves probably has some psychic ability. Most of his midpoints, in other words, in astrology, we take two planets and we find the midpoint in between the two. He has a lot of midpoints in Leo, and I've noticed a lot of his co-stars that he seems to have some sort of connection, charisma with, have all been Leos, Patrick Swayze, Sandra Bullock, Charlize Theron. So he's, judging by his horoscope, he seems like a very, I use the word zen to describe him, a very zen sort of person.
Yeah. He's very, very, like, what's it, yin? It seems like he has more yin. And
I
think that's what I'm figuring. I think maybe that's what I'm attracted to. I'm starting, you know how you get older, and I think I'm kind of, I think it's like a balance because any guy that I've dated that has a lot of yang, I have a lot of yang. I really do. And I'm trying to find balance with the yin, and it's like, I think that's why things don't work because two yangs, I don't think they would work that well. So I'm always like this really, you know, strong energy. And I think to be balanced, I honestly think I would get along with Keanu because he has a lot of yin. He's very, I'd probably be more focused on listening to what he has to say because he wouldn't talk down to me, you know?
Well, you hit on it. You actually hit on it. Every planet in his chart is in a feminine sign. He's a Virgo with a Cancer moon. I believe his Mercury is in Virgo. Venus is in Cancer. Mars is in Cancer. Let me think. Jupiter, I'm trying to think. I can't remember where his Jupiter is. Saturn, I think, is Pisces. Uranus is Virgo. Neptune is Scorpio. Pluto is Virgo. So, wait a minute. I think his Jupiter's in Taurus. They're all feminine signs. That's why he has this yin energy. And I, too, have more of a yang energy because I'm a Leo and I've got an Aquarius moon and I've got an Aries rising. And, I'm just very fiery and very energetic. And, you're right. He would help to balance out that yang energy.
Well, so if I tell you, like, my birthday, would you, you know, I want to see what you would think, like, how I would be peeing up. Even, you know, I have a dream. I'm a woman, okay? It's like, uh-huh. I was like, love to go on a date with Keanu Reeves, because I would just be, I bet you I would fall passionately in love with Keanu Reeves. It's just something, I don't know why. I mean, I say it like all these other guys, but this is my birth date. It's, I don't know if you need the year too. I think I was born in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah, I need actually everything, including the exact time, but when you find it, send it to me, message it to me, and I'll run what we call a synastry, which is a compatibility chart. But here's what's so strange. I have met so many people that have been in movies with him that know him. My friend Silvio Cimac, whom I did a show with, he worked on Man of Tai Chi with Keanu. He said he's one of the nicest mm-hmm. guys he's ever worked with. I've met John Hamm. I've met Al Pacino. And yet I haven't met Keanu Reeves. That's what's interesting.
But they all say, you know, he. I wonder if he has, like, an older soul. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it. I just think that that's rather interesting because, you know, we're all connected by 6 degrees of separation. Here I'm connected to him by 1 degree of separation. And yet I can't seem to get past that 1 degree barrier.
Oh, I was like, I hope he gets to, like, interview him, you know, it's something where it's like, because I hope you do. And it's like, you know, wishing for you, because people think I'm nuts because, you know, I think it's like when they say, you know, to promote yourself and not really promote other people because there's big competition out there because it takes away from. And I'm like, you know, what happens if you're wishing other people well? Like, the thing is, with women, okay, you know how, like, we're all – women want to cut down other women, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you promote another woman and you're saying, you know, you're saying these wonderful things, all of a sudden, like, people are like, are you into women? And I'm like, what? It's just, it's nothing to be, like, people are thinking that I'm either gay or something like that. Not that if I was or if I aren't, it's not anyone's business. But if you give props to a woman, all of a sudden people are like, what the hell? You know, it's kind of like, what happens if you're supporting others? Because then in turn around, it's like, oh, she's supporting me. You know, maybe I can support her back. You know, giving that support
it's
to others.
True.
So it's like, you know, I wish you well. It's like, I might be a little jealous. Honestly, I'll be not in a bad way. I'll be like, oh, I wish I was
right.
Debbie interviewing Keanu. Because that's exactly how it would feel. So if you do, it's like, hey, give him a lot of props. It's like, hey, yeah, I want to talk to Neo. I want to talk to, you know, I've seen so many of his films, and he just seems so... Like, I could sit there and go, you count on someone I think I could fall head and heels or, like, totally in love with. It's just something that, and I don't admit this about a lot of people. I think you've known me on Facebook for quite a while. I don't
uh-huh.
really say this about a lot of people, about a lot of guys. I never really say that, but I was like, I wonder if he would be the one. You know how we are silly women, and we say things like that. And I was like, you know, because you hear these stories, like there was a story getting a little off piano, but... I think it's Corey Feldman, and I guess his wife had said that when she was gone, I'm going to marry Corey Feldman. Yeah, I'm going to be Mrs. Corey Feldman, and she ended up marrying him. And it was like this cute little story, like you hear these things, and I was like, I'm sitting here kidding around going, oh, I want to be Mrs. Keanu Reeves. So I sit around, and we kid, and it's like, you don't know because the universe listens to you, and it's
yes.
just be careful what you wish for, but... Right now, I would be happy to sit down and either have a cup of coffee with Keanu Reeves and just, like, I'd be respectful. You know, I know I'm all crazy
yeah.
and stuff, but I've had this much of experience, you know, to, like, don't go jumping all over these people. Respect them. Give them their space. Don't go following them at their homes and, you know, like, things like that, like, I would never do. So it's word of mouth, and I know that you work hard on your shows. They see what you do, and I was like, that's kind of things to check your show out. And give me a little inspiration to my show. So it's like we're all tied in together. We all respect
Absolutely.
Each other. It's good to, you know, and I don't mind going, hey, here's a little bit of Debbie. You know, here's a little bit of her show. And I think people think, well, isn't that going to take away from your radio show? And I'm like, no. You know, people
no.
don't get that about me. You know, if we're supposed to help each other. And it's like maybe it is a little bit of competition, you know, you getting stuff for your show and my show, but it's out of mutual respect for each other because we really are, I think we're both kindred spirits and maybe we were sisters in another life. I don't know. I'm going to send you stuff, like I'll send it privately, the best knowledge I can about myself, and you'll
mm-hmm.
see maybe that's what the compatibility, because what did you say, what is your sign again?
Mine? Leo. Big time. Two. My birthday's in 12 days.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you post something on Facebook? Because I was like, a couple of people, another friend of mine, I think it was Maureen, I forget who was posting about their birthdays, and I was trying to figure out, because Leo is like, well, here's the thing. Who am I compatible with? I'm having a brain fart live on the air. Did you say Keanu was a Virgo? Did you say he was
Virgo?
A Virgo?
We'll have to look at your entire chart. We'll have to look at the sign and the planets in your seventh house. And we'll have to look at your Juno, which is
what's
an asteroid.
Juno's
an asteroid, but they've found that it has something to do with relationships. In other words, generally when you connect really well with somebody, your Juno is on their sun or moon, or their Juno is on your sun or moon, or it's connected to a point in the chart that's very important. And somebody I'm kind of interested in right now, I won't mention names, has his Juno right on my descendant, which is the seventh house cusp, which deals with marriage. And it's also on my Jupiter, my vertex. Your vertex is they call it destiny's gate. So I have a feeling that this person and I may really be connecting along about late September, when a lot of planets start passing over this point in my chart. So I'll definitely let you know when that happens.
Oh, sweet, because then that's good for me, because if you're going to connect with some more for me for getting Keanu. It's good for me, yeah.
It wasn't him.
Yeah. Okay, you go for it, yeah.
I actually have to get going. I have a Sunday morning walking partner. We go out and do a couple of miles, and we have to do it early because it gets hot out here. It's up in the hundreds this week. So, it's been fun talking to you, and I'll have to give you a call, if not next week, the week after, to tell you how things go down in Long Beach. I'll be posting pictures.
Let me know. Yeah, let me know. Post on my wall the events in the page. Is it on the would this stuff be mentioned on the Martial Arts Museum page? Is that what it is?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. It might have a page of its own. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick here. Martial Arts Hall of Fame Master's Ceremony. Let's see if it has a page of its own. It's Ed Parker Jr. that's doing this. I'm not getting it there. Of course, it could be me. Let me find Ed Parker Jr. Okay.
Is his
scroll
founder
down.
And CEO, is that it says Ed Parker Jr. I don't have it as a friend, but it says founder and CEO at Pax Steel Arts and owner at Ed Parker Jr. Diplomas.
Yeah. But I'm trying, wait, I just thought I came across, oh, geez, why can't, now, this is one of those things where I can't remember because I've got so much stuff coming at me so often. It might even be on my Martial Arts Mania page. But that's, you know, I post new stuff every day, so I have to scroll down quite far before I land on exactly what I'm looking for. There's a lot of excitement about this, and I'm trying to think who it was that invited me, but a couple of guys from Fresno are going, and they probably mentioned it, and then I know that I got an invitation from somebody outside of town. But, yeah, I could really use some more likes on my Martial Arts Mania TV show page.
Okay, do you want to post it on my wall? Because then it's like I can go to it. And, like it says, anytime you have something, I figure it's like if we help each other out, it'll help us grow. And we network, you know, connecting each other, you know, post it on my page so that I can repost it. It might not show up in the public, so I'll just repost it.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, if anybody wants to look for it on Facebook, it's a picture of me standing between James Liu and Don the Dragon Wilson. We're at James Liu's house. I mean, years ago, I would have never dreamed that was going to happen. Ever. Ever. I wish that 20 years ago somebody had said to me, you know, someday you're going to be invited to James Liu's house and he's going to cook dinner for you. I would have just loved it.
I'm like a little girl right now, like a little schoolgirl, just jiggling because I'm happy for you. Because that's like, you know, I think you're in the prime of your life right now. I think that's what it is. When you're at, you know, they say people, the prime of your life is in your 20s. No, I think the prime of your life is when you're the most happiest in your life. You know, this thing's happening for you, and I think that's what your prime is. And it's like you got all this stuff going for you. I'm like, I'm jealous of you, Debbie. I was like, I wish I was out there, but I got to do things that I got to do, take care of things first here, finish up the film. And my idea for the rest of my life, I think my dream would be where there's no winters anymore. Welcome to California, my wardrobe, shorts, T-shirt, bathing suit, flip-flops. That's a perfect wardrobe. No winter, no snow ever again.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised at what we think winter is. You know, drops below 70 and we get out the Uggs and the parka, you know.
What? So. You guys lucky. I'll take that any day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I am not coming up with it. And like I say, I know that somebody actually sent me the invitation, and I'm just at a loss. I'm so sorry. It's Sunday morning, and it's still early out here in California.
No, it's okay. I didn't even expect you to call, and you're just making my morning. I was like, you just missed it. I was just cooking live on the air. I'm a horrible cook, but I make these special pancakes, and I was chasing the kitten around. I have to duct tape the top of my blinds because he jumps. He launches himself. He's got, like, gnaws up his ass, like, Fast and the Furious, and it's like, now they crash. So it was like, you little snicker. Now the cat's asleep, and he's a kitten. So he's got a lot of energy. So, yeah. But if you I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to send you something. It's actually a friend of mine who's an actor here in Fresno, but he's just recently gotten his black belt. His name is Brett Prieto. And he and I actually did a movie together. I played an old cougar that he'd picked up in a bar. And he wakes up the next morning not realizing what has happened, and he runs out of the house. So the scene where he's running out of a house in red underwear, that's the movie we were making. It was called Citizen's Arrest.
Oh, my God. I'm going to piss myself right now.
Oh, yeah. Now, the way that I put it is I spent 2 hours laying in bed with this guy one morning. Wait till you see him. He's kind of got a James Dean edge about him.
Are you going to make me drool? I mean, seriously?
I don't know. You check him out and you tell me. But, well, I'm going to let you go. And like I say, I will be in touch soon. I'll let you know how the Martial Arts Hall of Fame Master Ceremony goes.
Okay, and let me know, as soon as you find all this stuff, post on my wall so that I can repost everything for you. And as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to send you the information for my horoscope so when you want, send the stuff back and see if I'm a good match for Keanu.
Okay, will do.
Okay, Debbie, thank you so much for calling in. You just made my whole morning. What a great twist that week. Thank you.
Great. Okay, talk to you again soon.
All right, Debbie. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just so great. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know how, like, you ask the universe for all these things, and it's just like, you know, I don't know if Debbie's actually a dragon or not. And I keep asking, okay, bring these wonderful, awesome people that are successful in their own way and bring dragons into my life. But they got to be good, awesome dragons, you know. And it's like, I don't know if she's a dragon, but I guess I'll find out. And it's just, like, really cool because I was looking at her page, and I guess she met like, so many people, and I'm just sitting there going, wow. And it's like, now, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, when I talk about meeting people, you know, being starstruck, it's just that, you know, James Gandolfini, she met him, and I'm seeing that there. I got another caller on the air. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, see, maybe I should do the show more often a lot earlier on Ninja Sunday. This is, like, a great show today. Give me one moment. Hello, Paula, you're on the air.
Hello, Shelley, Douglas Wong.
Hey, Douglas, how are you?
I'm fine, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you for calling in. This is awesome, this is so awesome. I'm so excited, I'm just like, I'm having a ball. Just thank you for calling in, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, you know, just going through some rough times here and there, but, you know, we're trying to make the best out of it.
Aw, I just keep hoping the best for you because I just know that you've done so much for so many people in this world. And I keep hoping, you know, all the happiness that and from seeing from posts, because any time I've actually posted about you on my wall, you know, people actually responded and they talk about you in such, like, high regards and high respect. And I'm like, you know, people like you, and I know this is not all of the time how it happens, but, you know, I wish that so much more good things would happen for you. I may sound naive, but I really do, Douglas. You know, that's what I, from the bottom of my heart, all the way on the other side of the United States, I really wish a lot of good things would happen for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I'll be traveling soon. I'll be going to a seminar in Puerto Vallarta on August 9th, so I'll be down there for about 4 days doing a seminar. So that'll be a little vacation for me, get away from here, you know, get my mind into doing other things. So I'm setting that up right now. And hopefully we have another one going back to Guadalajara in November. So I'm trying to set all that stuff up now. So, you know, some things are looking up, you know, so we'll have to see. And there's a film project that we're working on now with Steve Lambert. So he'll tell me in August if it's a go or not. So we're looking at that right now. So, but, you know, trying to keep busy, trying to keep my mind off of things.
Oh, yeah, you know something, even with everything that, you know, I won't go into details because we're friends on Facebook, you're very, with whatever you've gone through since we've been on Friends, you keep your head on your shoulders. And this is something that I see wonderful about, like, masters and stuff, and I go, because I have a lot of yang, and I keep asking the universe to bring in, you know, people that I would be balanced with. And I think that's, like, with relationships with friends and stuff like that, it seems like if people have a lot of yang, it seems like those relationships don't last, whether they be men or friends and stuff. And people like yourself, you seem to have a lot of yin. And I'm attracted to that, not meaning, like, in a sexual way. It's like I try to explain to people when I talk about men and they think because I'm a woman it's something sexual, and it's not. Because I'm very respectful, and I do have to say that, because this is social media, and with social networking, when you say certain people, they sometimes get in their heads and think it's something else. And I'm like, no, it's out of respect, and it's like it's a balance that people have their energies, and you know, it's something that I see with yourself, and this is why I'm like, I'm gravitating towards moving out to California, to meeting all of you, all these connections that I have. I have way more connections now out in California. And you're a wonderful person, and it's something that, you know, I've always loved you calling on my show and having you as a guest. I know you're always busy, and I hope I don't haunt you. I really, you know, I don't want to bother you, but okay, I just wanted to make sure, because about you and you know, I'm very thankful that you guys have given me time on my show. It's helped me so much because, you know, it's also capturing the history, the words of yourself, you know, and it's something where I know in my life, I've said this before, I'm never being able to get Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee, but people like yourself, the way my show is going, I'm capturing history for the people in the world, so future generations can hear about you. It's something saving wonderful people like yourself. I mean, this is what I think of you. And I've never met you in person, Douglas, but you're truly a wonderful person.
Well, thank you, Jill. Well, definitely we have to meet in the future, you know, when you come out to California. So I know you won't get away from the winter time in Maine there. It's going to be 100 today in L.A.
Right.
It's crazy, the weather. So we got a heat wave going on over here. So, yeah, winter. We don't see any snow here for sure, you know, unless you want to drive down to San Diego. You can have the hot weather and drive now a half hour down the hill, and you got the ocean, or you go up into the mountain, you know. So that's why I like San Diego here, but you can have all the different elements of the weather there, you know. So it's beautiful. So when you get to California, you definitely got to come down and check out Southern California.
Yeah, and I'd like to meet, you know, you, your wife, and Travis. And I was like, you know, looking at Travis, and it's like, even, you know, trying to get things to myself just to see, because I've had problems where I am, and I know you're a busy person, but I just wanted to say this, where I've tried to look at a gymnasium here, a gymnastics place, and they actually turned me away because they said, long story short, because of my age, they wouldn't let me use the place. Even if I signed something, I told them I would sign it, and I think that I like to, you know, just see for one day to hang out with Travis. because he's this ninja, and I'm just like, he's, you know, he's very in high demand. You can't even, his Facebook page does not take any more friends. So once in a while, time to time, I send him a page, and I'm like, yeah, he's a ninja, and all you guys too, hopefully in the future, but I want to do my homework first, you, Travis, a whole bunch of other people like Donna Dragon Wilson, Stephen Lambert, I like to put in a film, and I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to make sure if I write a character for each and every one of you people, I'm going to do my homework first. So it's going to take a long time because I don't want to come off as this, you know, about ninjas and samurais. If I look at you, you know, not saying, you know, you're the older man. You're a wise man. And that's what I could picture you in the film because you have that much experience because, you know, that's just been, you know, once again, I do thank you so much for calling in all the time and, you know, being a guest. So thank you.
No, no problem. You know, I enjoy talking to you all the time, so, you know, that's no problem. Yeah, so, yeah, I'll be glad when you can get out here to California, you know, check out things and come work out with us, because I think even at the studio now, I think the oldest guy we got doing free running parkour there is, I think he's close to 50. He just started when he was about 40-something, so we got guys out there, they're flipping and jumping and doing some craziness, you know, they never had the chance when they're younger, but, you know, we do it in safety, we make sure that everything is, you know, in a set way that he's going to benefit from, not going to get hurt. That's the whole idea, is that when you come do this stuff, you know, you're not going to get hurt. So that's what we do. We have a lot of safety equipment around. We make sure that you are capable of being able to do different jumps and different twisting and everything else. So, yeah, you enjoy it when you come out here because, you know, we work with different people all the time, no problem.
Oh, that's great. I'll just think of you. I was like, I know you're probably busy, but just let people know, where is the studio, the school itself, where they can learn about this?
They can go to the website. It's called joiningallmovements.com, and was short for that is JAMS, Jim, J-A-M. And you can look it up on Facebook or on the Internet anywhere or pop in Travis Wong and they'll pull them straight to over there to the gym. So that's their website. And then my website is whitelotuskungfu.com. And it'll talk about our system, our martial art part, and it also is hooked up to the gym also. So you'll see all the different things that they're working on. And Travis was just on Transformer 4 that was on a couple of weeks ago that was released. And he was on Captain America 2 earlier this year. And he's doing a project right now for Disney and working on that until February, I believe it is. So he's got a long-term project right now with Disney. So he's working 6-7 days a week. So it's kind of keeping him kind of busy there. So he's doing pretty good on that.
Cool.
And he's been
question.
Traveling all over. Yeah, he's been working with the Navy SEALs, you know, with the families, and he's been going there teaching the younger kids, you know, their family, the parkour and the free running and stuff like that. So they've been flying them out all over. He's been in over into Virginia Beach, back east there, and he just got back from Hawaii about 3 weeks ago. He did one over there for them. And so right now he has to stop it because they got him working on the weekend, so he was flying all these places on the weekend, but now his schedule's pretty packed. But, yeah, he's enjoyed doing it. You know, life is good for him, that's for sure.
Well, he has a good person that helped him out, you. And I did see Transformers 4, and I do have a question because I'm pretty good even, like, catching the stunt people because, for me, I think Town of Films, the stunt community, I love the stunt people, and I think did you see Transformers 4? Because I could have sworn this was him, and I don't want to sound really stupid.
You know, I don't even know what part he did. I haven't even had time to sit and talk to him and find out what part he was in, you know. Yeah, they used a lot of people. They used a lot of the martial artists. They took a whole group out there. What's called wushu style, it's a Chinese style, all the acrobatic type. So they took a bunch of the stunt people from here and flew them all the way back there. It was, I believe it was Detroit where they filmed it. And so they were back there for a month's time, then he came back to California, and then he flew him back again for another 2 weeks shooting. So they did a bunch of stuff back there. But they took all the different martial artists, acrobatics, free runners, parkour people, so they can do their stuff, you know. It was a pretty good time, he said. So we'll have to see what his next big project is going to be after that, you know, where's action. He's trying to get more behind the scene now, more into directing and stuff like that. So, you know, so that's what he's looking into right now. So, you know, whatever he wants to do, that's the main thing. You know, he doesn't want to do all the action stuff anymore. He's getting wear and tear on his body.
Yeah, because he's still young. I get that, to be well-rounded in the industry. And if you do see him, saying, tell him that Shelley might have caught where he was in the film. There's a part where there's a bunch of guys, a bunch of people in a car, and it was being lifted up. I think they actually gave him FaceTime on this. I could have sworn to someone. I was like, wait. Because I went to go see the Transformers by myself, and I screamed. I thought I was going to kick out. I do this once in a while. I go, hey, it's Travis! And I'm just imagining being there because this is how excited they get. And I think, like, oh, gosh, am I going to get kicked out of this theater? Because I was like, wait a minute, that's him! That's him. And then going, I could have sworn Sammy Medina, I don't know if you know who he is, and I think he was running. I don't know if he was in it. His tail was down, and I was like, I think that's Sammy Medina. And then it's like I saw some racing, and I think Cheryl Wheel Duncan could have been there.
Right.
Like, I was like, wait, I'm noticing all these things, and it's like maybe because I know who people are, and I'm like, wait, was that her? You know, I don't know where they are, but many props to Travis and everyone. The community is always going to be in my heart. I just get wicked excited for them. So tell Travis, I think I just spot him.
Yeah, I got to find out myself. But people keep asking, what party is he in? I said, I really don't know. He hasn't told me. I haven't had time to sit with him yet. So, I saw the movie, but I didn't know what to look for myself. So, so I got to go back and see it again, you know, or when it comes on DVD, you know, so I can slow it down and
yeah,
check it out.
It's like, that's what I do, too. I try to do screenshots. If I see it, if I see it, I'm going to screenshot it, put it on my page, and I'll tag you in it. If I see it, I'll actually do that. Like, hey, there he is.
Right. Well, that's good. Yep. So, yeah, everything's going fine for him. So he's doing that. And my daughter just got back from, where did she go? She was in Canada 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago she's in New York, and she's going around with her group, Four Count, so they were doing concerts in Canada and stuff like that, and then some award show over there, and then she's been working with Nick Cannon, helping produce some of his shows and stuff like that, she's just staying busy too. So everybody's up in Idaho this week, you know, the whole family. My wife and my three kids are all up there. Me, I'm not home babysitting three dogs, you know, all the kids' dogs.
What?
Yep. Well, I got the more important job, I guess.
Are you serious? You know, here you are. It's just really funny. I don't mean this disrespectful. It's like everybody's doing everything, and here you are. You're taking care of the dogs. I mean, what kind of dogs are there?
They got three from the pound, you know, they saved them, you know, so they're survivors. They're all mixed breeds. They're little, you know, they're not big ones, you know, but each kid, you know, they got their own dogs, but, you know, one's going to school, one's working, the other one's working, so, you know, when they travel, we don't have anybody to watch it, so I usually end up watching all the dogs, so here I am with all three. They're sitting out there watching TV now, keeping quiet.
It's just really cute because, you know, it's like, you know, because here you are, you're, you know, a master of martial arts. I mean, there's more to you and stuff, but here you are and you're with the dogs. It's like you babysit the dogs. It's like, you ever think your life would come to that? Like, with everything, it's like, now here you are, you're babysitting animals. It's just adorable.
It.
It's just like, you know, the things I'm thinking of, it's like, you know, it's just very sweet. I think you should have someone do a professional photo shoot or take a couple pictures of you sitting with the dogs. I think that would just be adorable. Have someone do that, you know, it's like, there's definitely, I bet you people would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely have to do that one of these days. have them come home and take pictures of me, no problem.
Yeah, since you are taking care of them, they're like kids. They're little furball kids.
Yeah. You know, some of them, they behave most of the time, you know. So, you know, that's thank goodness for that. So, but they're all indoor dogs. They don't go outside too often unless I walk them or take them out there. But, you know, they're with the kids, and kids put them to sleep in the bed with them and stuff like that. You know, they just love them to death. There's something else.
Aww. Douglas, I just want to say thank you so much for calling and giving your time. And I'd love to, in the future when you have time, I'd love to have you as a guest again.
Okay, no problem. We'll rearrange that and let you know what's going on with that. And, we'll do that after I finish my seminar in Puerto Vallarta. I got to check my schedules and stuff like that. But we'll set up some time. Be no problem.
All right. All right. Thank you, Douglas. And you enjoy the rest of your day and give those doggies a hug.
Okay, will do. You have a good one, too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, this Sunday show, I'm just having a blast. I'm having so much fun. The only kitty is actually woken up right here. It's like Jackie Chan kitty. She wanted some love. The little kitten is finally sleeping. Ron out of Nog, like Fast and the Furious here, he's sleeping. So Jackie Chan kitty, the older kitty, she's a calico cat. And she actually, she's like, love me. Love me while the kitten's sleeping. Love me. And I'm like, yes. You people just don't see what goes on live in the studio here. I've got cats. Imagine if I had dogs and cats. Oh, my gosh. Chaos. The chaos that would ensue because I always, I always say my animals are like ninjas. And not for nothing, the kitten really is like a ninja swinging from the currents here. Oh, boy, I haven't even eaten all the pancakes. Enjoying it. Having an awesome day. Maybe this was a good idea to move my show this earlier, 2 hours early, because what I'm doing is I'm checking back and forth, because usually it's at noon, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I'm seeing for myself, what is a better time? Because it is the summertime. People want to get out. I mean, it's Standard Eastern Time, and people want to get outside. And, I'm very thankful that people do listen to my show afterwards, because they're archived and people can listen to any of my shows anytime they want. So I says, you know what, I'm going to try earlier today, which is 10 a.m. I did today till 12 p.m. noon, so this is a little strange for me, but doing it, and I've got about 15 minutes left, and want to bring up something that's very, I do take to heart, and also to let you know, people, I am looking for sponsors and placement ads. And I've worked up a really solid reputation within the business, especially in the stunt community, where I do and hope and would love to get like people like Keanu Reeves, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, because it is getting out. I'm getting a very good vibe in the community. And all these people like Douglas Wong, they've worked with Douglas has worked with like Kevin Sorbo, Hercules. He's worked with Ryan Gosling, from The Notebook. And before he was in The Notebook, he was in Young Hercules. He's worked with him. Lucy Lawless, Nick Cannon, which is Mariah Carey's husband. And it's like, this is all connections, and people know that I'm having a solid reputation. And I would really truthfully like to get, not just independent film community, but, those really higher A-listed actors on my show. And what is with my show is I protect the actors. I protect anybody that comes on my show. I let them openly speak, about themselves and for myself, because I've been watching interviews, people on the YouTube and stuff, and how people interview people, and I figure out what not to do, and I actually just, my show's just like talking on a phone call. It's, improv, thinking of things off the top of my head, and I never had a problem asking questions to my guests, and I figure if there's something they don't want to talk to about or don't really have too much, and I just go, okay, let's move on. Because I think if you're working really hard to get someone to come onto your show, you don't sit there and disrespect them. That's the one thing I don't think you should really do. Because you're working really hard, and to grow a reputation, because I know that shows out there when you have that much drama and stuff. I mean, with what my show, I could do that and take it in a crazy way and do all crazy stuff. But I figure, no, I don't want to do that. I mean, of course, it would get a lot more listeners and a lot more people to listen to the show a lot faster. I like with what I'm doing, it's growing the audience slower, but it's bringing a solid, listeners and support group for my show. And the one thing that I do, with the stunt community and the martial arts community, the one thing I was actually welcomed on board as a Hollywood Board of Advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And it's something I was like, I was surprised. I actually had the CEO, the founder of, I'm doing two things at once, you don't see it here, but it's the CEO, Don G. Hagner,
from the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this is actually from the website, and I've been doing a fundraiser. And what this is, it's actually from the website, and you will see me on the bottom of the page as one of the advisors for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And the fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame about the museum, this is exactly from the website I posted on my Facebook page about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers, motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Knut, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Wendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. It's 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. And I actually posted this information, and once again, since my show, it actually is archived. Anybody can listen to it, and I've been doing this fundraiser for quite a long time now. For almost since December, last December, for the whole month of December, I actually decided to, for my shows, I actually did the fundraiser for the whole month of December on my shows to try to raise money for it. I do not think as of yet any funds, anything has, there's been no donations or anything yet. But I'm not giving up. You know, it seems a little discouraging that not even one penny has gone towards this fundraiser. The thing is that, I mean, for myself, just loving the stunt community, and I think what it is like I'm trying to get a bigger voice. I mean, I think it's all, everything has to be tied in together. I think it's, you know, someone that does have a bigger voice, like huge, like an A-listed actor. I don't know. Maybe if I do get like an A-listed actor, it would help, you know, with my show and with the fundraiser. And other things too, the Sarah Joy Foundation, I'm actually going to go to that also. You know, all these things that I'd like to talk about that are important. I know that with the Sarah Joy Foundation, you know, this is something that is wonderful and it's actually gaining a little bit of momentum. And on the Sarah Joy Foundation, it's a woman that I do know, a lot of people do miss her very, very much. It's a woman I've never met, but someone who I would have called my niece. And she actually did lose her life to cancer. When she was pregnant with her second son, she didn't want to go through treatment, so it wouldn't hurt her unborn child. Eventually, Sarah Joy actually lost her life to cancer. And you know, I can't explain why these things happen in this world. Something wonderful did come out of, you know, this tragedy. And if you go to Facebook and look up Sarah Joy Foundation, it is a nonprofit organization. And you will see, you know, SOPRA has 667 likes. And it, what the
foundation it does. Anybody that actually likes to give to this, you know, it does help out maybe, you know, an outing for the families that are dealing with terminal cancer, you know, or something to help pay bills. It has helped a couple of families. So this is something I do like to see, you know, they do take to heart. And, you know, with the, you know, foundations and charities, people, you know, you don't always know where your money is going to. I know for a fact with the Sarah Joy Foundation where the money is actually going to, and that's why I really, really am talking about this on my show. So when you actually are donating money, you know, giving to the Sarah Joy Foundation, it is actually going to the foundation itself, and it's not pocketing to anybody's, you know, pockets. Because I do hear people saying, well, why do you want to support this and that charity? How do you know where the money is going? I know exactly where the money is going with the Sarah Joy Foundation. It's actually going to the families. I do see that. I do know for a fact that it is. And you can check it out on the Sarah Joy Foundation. And once again, with the, you know, the stuntmen, the Hollywood Stuntmen Hall of Fame, I do know, you know, speaking with John himself, and, you know, I don't like to call anybody, to use that word, old, because in generations, it's like, when you say that, it's like already sound like, you know, your life is over, but you should say, you know, start saying older. Now, with John Hagner, the CEO, the founder, he is 85 years old. He still does films here and there. He's living out in Utah. And I think that, you know, trying, you know, helping out with this person, this man, you know, giving his life to an art where you're actually putting your body into this, you know, role. Most of the time, you know, you're making another person look, you know, look good. Many years ago, talking with John, you know, in the stunt community, people were not allowed to say they actually worked on a film set in the stunt community. And yes, that was true. Now imagine having a job that you're really proud of doing, that you're putting your body in and risking your life, and you can't even talk about that. You know how that would probably feel for some people? Maybe some people shy, don't mind, but imagine if someone, you know, you're sitting around the dinner table and people are saying, yo, what'd you do today? And you can't talk about what you're doing today. How strange is that? That's just a normal conversation to talk about your work. It's just a normal, average, you know, everyday question, and you couldn't talk about it. So, I mean, the momentum is starting to get a little bit better, even though, granted, in the stunt community, they had to make different stunt award ceremonies. I mean, now it's starting to get a little bit more recognized in the business than, like, you know, with, you know, the Oscars and the Academy Awards and stuff. It's starting to get a little bit more recognized because, you know, everything in films is important. It's not just the actors, not just the crew, you know, people that do, you know, the catering, everything that's part of it. I mean, the stunt community is just as important as wardrobe, as here, as everything. And it's like, you know that. You know, Academy Awards and stuff like that and Oscars, they get wardrobes, you know, they get awards for, like, you know, costumes, for doing hair and makeup and such, right? I'm pretty sure about that. I know that with costumes they do, special effects. So, you know, with the stunt community, why is there not more awards? And people tend to think maybe they're not important. And when people come back and tell me, well, these people, that, you know, they come in dime a dozen, the stunt community, and they get paid for it. It's just kind of, it just boggles my mind that they get paid to get hurt. So when someone says that to me, it kind of makes me think, it's like, well, the people that do this work and help put their life on the line for the sake of art, and people think, well, they're foolish not to do it. They deserve to get hurt because they get paid for it. And I'm like, that's what it comes off as me. And a lot of people, like, you know, Shelley, when you're doing something and you want to promote something in the media or something, make sure you do your homework. So I'm just trying to put it out there to, you know, to explain to people that it's not just like, oh, stunt people come a dime a dozen. You know, they're putting their lives on the line, and people are like, well, that's what they get paid for. What am I to say? I'm just some simpleton that, like, just loves the community. So who am I to say, right? I'm not someone like an A-list actor. I do a radio show. Who am I to say to, you know, give props to the stunt community? I mean, for crying out loud, it's like, you know, looking at action films, maybe not everybody's in action films. I mean, even in horror films and sometimes even in comedy, there is stunts. You know, even in a drama, there's people doing stunts for some of those actors, and it's like little tiny things that you don't even know sometimes. They're doing stunts for these actors in many different types of fields, not just in action. People don't even really realize that. They don't know, You just have to, you know, if you're like me, you would sit in at the end of the film, and you don't leave the movie theater until you see all the, you know, all the credits. Oh, boy. I'm bugged. I've been talking and talking and talking, but wow, it's like, it feels like 10 minutes at 12 already. Wow. Let's see. Let me try my pancakes. Okay, I had one so far, and it was good. Yum, yum, yum. Put the bananas in here. I must be comfortable in my own skin because here I am on the radio show, no makeup on, even when my hair's in a French braid, drinking coffee, kicking back in my pajamas. I'm going to choke on the pancake. Choking. That's some good stuff. The cats are looking at me like, why are you choking? Ma'am, I swear, and the kitten is doing this to me on purpose. I just looked up at the top of the blinds. I duct taped and he took the whole thing down. You little bastard. You little stinker. Yes, you. You're not the, oh gosh, I just like woke him up. Don't you. Hey, I'm gonna squirt you with the water bottle. You naughty, naughty little stinker. Yes, I know. You. I'm going over to him right now. Yes, Jackie. She's up on top of the refrigerator. She's like, hey, how about some love? Okay, the bigger cats get some love. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Stretching? And you just fell off the little fortress of solitude thing here. What are you doing? I think he just got embarrassed. I think cats get embarrassed if he landed on his feet, but he just fell off. What are you doing? Come here. What? He's not meowing at me because I'm live on the air. He won't say anything, but usually when I do that, he's like, eh. He sounds like a mugwai. I swear, he sounds like a little, like, gizmo sometimes. He's like, eh. Going on the bed right now. I'm actually needing the blankets. Good kitty. Good kitten. Let's see if I can get him a meal. What? He ain't doing it, little stinker. He ain't meowing. Come on. Oh, yes, I love you. How could I not love this little stinker that tears apart the blinds? Yeah, do you get him, like, looking at him? Do you have any gnaws up your ass right now? No Fast and the Furious. Do not go around the house right now. We just started. Oh, you little fire machine, you smell. How could a small little kitten smell that bad? Oh, my God. Jesus. Your kitten smells. Oh, my God, he farted. You little fart bag. Wow, can someone explain to me, how does a little thing like that smell that bad? Woo, you got to tell he's a little boy. I don't think I've ever had a cat that farted, and he's rubbing up against me. Yeah, put your smell up against me, nice kitten. Yeah, let me smell like your fart. Great, thank you very much, cat. Yeah, he's cuddling. You just farted. Why do animals, I don't know, maybe they're like, guys, I've never had a boy kitten. So this is kind of a new experience for me. I don't think I've ever really had, I've had cats, but I've never had a male kitten, a male cat. So this is a very first for me, but I'm so in love with him. Oh, my God. On here, I mean, here I am, and it's like I posted where he climbs up my leg, too. He's this small little thing. I am so in love with this little thing. And people think I'm not, you know, taking in animals. I'm not. You know how I got him? My friend Jen and I forget the mountain that we were going up, we were climbing up, we came down, I come down a mountain, and I see a sign, free kittens. Yeah, that's how I got it. He's a mountain kitty. The lady was like living down on the bottom of the mountain, a couple of streets down. We drive, and I was like, oh, free kittens. Yes, I'm nuts. I'm nuts, you know. I mean, it could have been the start of a horror film. You know, see the sign, I swear, anybody out there? He should write a horror film. You know, Tick and I coming down, see free kittens, and then it's like the start of a horror film. This thing turns into like this evil demon kitten or something like that. That would be a perfect, you know, come on now. That would be a perfect premise. Somebody write that. I know y'all going to turn around and say, Shelley, write that. You know, coming, you know, enjoying it, having one of those films where nowadays everybody is horror films and now doing that style, like Paranormal Activity. You know, everybody's got this film and they're filming themselves in the horror films, and it's like it gets a little monotonous after a while, because when I'm watching the film, I don't know if anybody else does this, but when they're doing it where the style is that they're filming themselves and it's a horror film that says based on a true story, blah, 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 and it's probably not really a true story, and people, someone's always filming each other. Does anybody ever watch a film when they're home and they fast forward it because you just want to see the bad parts of the film? I know it sounds a little sadistic, but that's exactly what I do. I was like, oh, this is getting boring. I fast forward to the parts, and I was like, man, you know, I think I really am a little sadistic because I was like, it's got to be gore and stuff like that, and people think, oh, maybe it's not. No, but, you know, I work in films. I learned how to do special effects. Seriously, in real life, oh, come on. Now, that's stuff you don't want to see happen, but films, it's make-believe. I've worked in blood in films where I've known that the blood either tastes like chocolate or it tastes like mint, because I've gargled blood. I actually, one of the zombies films, they had a big bucket of blood, and people were dabbing and stuff. I go, look, this is what you got to do. When I was after, I was dressed up like a zombie. I do my own makeup and stuff like that. So I go, this is what you got to do. I took 2 cups of blood, and people were like, oh, my God, because you got to do it like this. And I poured it. I dumped the blood over myself. I looked like Harry out of Stephen King. And that's exactly what I did. I had that dress on and stuff. And I actually have a, I can repost the picture of it on Facebook because, you know, I've learned working with Unicovia Pictures where we're still filming Falcare. I'm one of the leads. But, you know, just because I'm one of the leads, that doesn't mean it's all about the leads. It's everybody that's working in the film. Because the man himself, Z, he actually, you know, it's his vision, and he's getting more and more people for scenes in it and stuff. And it's like, I really can't talk about it. You have to go and visit the page. If you'd like to help, you know, donate towards that, go to the page and check it out. But, you know, the point of it, bringing up Falcare and all this stuff, these people that I've learned, you know, working on sets with them, this is where I learned how to do makeup, special effects, seeing everything they've done, and that's how I learned how to do zombie makeup. I didn't actually do it from a school. I learned it from working on set. So when I go to do a zombie, I do my own wardrobe, my own hair, and my own makeup. And I'll drown myself in blood looking like Carrie coming out of Stephen King. That's exactly what I do. I learn from working on sets. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I do have to pee like a racehorse. I should start grabbing the pen so I can just, like, pee live on the air or something like that. But, no, seriously, that's too gross. I mean, then going to, like, golden showers or something like that, I don't think I can do something like that. That would be kind of nasty. But, you know, a good thing about radio, yeah, good thing about it, don't have to buy an outfit, don't have to put on makeup. You know, it's just freestyle talking. And it feels, this is how I feel very comfortable, because even people calling in my guests and stuff, it's just a very comfortable show. And I feel relaxed, even though my energy is kind of high-strung sometimes. It's just, you know, I'm very thankful. And I mean this, and I hope people can understand, and it's like, this is not like something lying or anything like that. I'm telling you straight from my heart, I'm very thankful for this show. I mean, it was given to me. I had no idea what I was doing. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm a TikToker. I don't even know how to turn on the chat. I swear to God, for months, I didn't even know how to turn on the chat. I didn't really know how to do anything. How do I put on the music? How do I do this? How do I get the phone calls? How do I do that? Learn anything myself. I did not know that this was going to go that way. I did not know that the show would do this. So, you know, it's such freeing. It's very freeing for me on the show. And then it just seems like, you know, half the time I'm just winging. I'm just going, doing what I can. And then when I get the guests on the show, it's like as, you know, my call is calling in, it's like having a conversation. And what I do is I never like to cross a certain line on my show. I like to give respects for people on my show. And I'll be getting, you know, guests on the show and working towards anybody that wants to be a sponsor for my show. You know, it's actually would be a wonderful thing where it does help out with my bills, too. And it basically, it's being honest. It's not saying so much living a luxurious lifestyle. Not only does it help with the show, you know, it helps with me where I can concentrate on getting more guests. You know, not just, like, help pay my rent, you know, my bills and stuff, help me get a car. And it's just having basic things just like everybody else. And like saying, not, you know, living like this lavish lifestyle. So that does help me focus on getting more guests. You know, people like, you know, I would like to work towards getting like Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, all those, you know, those big name listed Hollywood actors, any, you know, the new big name actors I'd like to get on my show. That's what I'm working towards because you know, building up a solid reputation. As you heard what Debbie said, you know, people, you know, it's word of mouth. So I know I'm doing something wonderful and to grow it even more. And, you know, me as myself coming from, you know, lower class, from the poor, from the inner cities of Boston, anybody out there, you know, that has a dream, I'm doing everything myself. It's not like I have a guy, not like I have a boyfriend who's running the show for me or paying for the show for me. You know, I'm not doing the stuff that, you know, any guy is helping me out. I'm doing the stuff myself. And it is hard work because I'm always networking. I'm on East Coast. Sometimes I have to call people at certain times, and I'm trying to keep track out of respect for other people. Where is everybody located, my guests? So I'm East Coast, and I have to, are they at Pacific, or are they at Hawaii? Where are these people that I have to call? And I have to keep track of it, not to call someone too early or too late. And then also to realize it is a responsibility is not to bother my guests and not to haunt them, because it's like with Douglas, I had him on the show saying, you know, I'd like to call and speak with them. There's a lot of people that I do, you know, but I'd love to speak with them because I know that they're very busy, but I don't want to haunt them. And this is what, you know, my reputation is going around that, you know, I'm very respectful and bringing people on my show. So I think eventually I will be able to get like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. And I, like I said, I'm in love with Keanu Reeves. So maybe I'll find out. I was like, I would love to sit and talk with Keanu Reeves, have dinner with Keanu Reeves. Oh, boy, yes, don't worry. I'd be very respectful on, like how I talk to everyone. I just think he's a wonderful human being. And just someday to sit down and have dinner with Keanu Reeves, even a cup of coffee. Just even have a cup of coffee with Keanu Reeves. Maybe someday I'll get to work with him on a film set. That would be sweet. That'd be very sweet because I think he's a wonderful human being. And, wow, looks like time has run out. Well, it says I have 90 seconds left. I'm going to leave the show with Unbreakable. It'll go off the air, but I'll record it, and you'll be able to hear afterwards. This is Cardiac and everyone signing off. Boy, 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 time goes by fast. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day. I talk too much. I got to go. It's going to shut me off. So everyone have a good day, and look forward to you. Many more Ninja Sundays. All right. Bye-bye.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars. The sunroof's open. Let it shine on me. Let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way. You hear that sound?
I'm on board.